It's time for the good, the bad.
Hold that thought.
And the dumb.
On the Mighty Gwyn Show.
Yes, 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 yes. It is that time of day. That time when we go to the lighter side of sports, the lighter side of life. Find stories that are good, bad, and dumb. All of them. And Ron combs the internet. Every single day, he takes out his Ace brush and he combs the internet looking for these types of stories. And I don't even want to take a guess at the kind of very, very low and base websites he must go to find this material. But he finds it, and he brings it to us every single day. And the good, the bad, and the dumb. What do you have?
A lot of pop-up
Ron?
Windows I got to X out. That's all I need to say.
Is there a lot of search history that you must erase at the end of these?
Every night.
Yes, exactly.
Just in case I die.
Right. Hopefully not, but
hopefully
just
not.
In case.
No, because then who's going to give you the good, the bad, the dumb?
I would have to find somebody else.
All right, I got a shameless good to start off with. This one goes out to my brother and future sister-in-law because that was made official last night.
Hey!
He finally got down on one knee and did the deed and proposed.
Beautiful.
We could be happier. We're excited.
Congratulations.
Yes. It's about time. He dragged his feet for way too long.
There you go.
And I'm saying this because I'm going to send this to him as well. You dragged your feet way too long. But on with the actual good of the day. This, and you know, this will warm your heart too. A disabled vet couldn't find a job because of his service dog. So guess what happened?
What? Because of his service dog, they wouldn't. Oh, so he couldn't bring the dog to work.
He couldn't bring the dog to work.
Okay.
So those hired them both.
Get out! Oh, so he gets
simple solution, right?
So the dog has his own employer ID.
I'm sure you know he's pulling in Social Security now. I don't, you know, I really don't know exactly the details. Maybe he gets an extra biscuit.
Is the dog going to get a 1099 form to fill out as well?
I wonder
how
that works.
That's an awesome story.
Yeah,
that's an awesome. So what is he doing for a living?
I really don't know.
It's just he's just
yeah. It's just I mean, really, you know, it's just mainly it's like. You know, help veterans out. I mean,
yes.
It's not that hard.
Exactly.
This is a perfect example. I mean, yeah, you know, I'm sorry he has, you know, he's disabled. He needs to have a service dog by his side at all times. Seems simple enough to just say, hey, you know, I mean, he's not going to be driving
a smock on that dog.
Yeah, he's not going to be driving a forklift, people.
Well, not only that. Service dogs are incredibly well trained, so it's not like
probably better trained than most of their employees.
No, sir. You're probably not going to have to do any floor cleanups or worry about him biting any customers. I mean, he's probably going to be a pretty well trained dog, so you're okay.
Yeah.
No, this is a great story, and especially yesterday, the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. I'm glad you brought that out. Good stuff.
My bad today is Burger King. It is, they are releasing a donut Whopper.
I heard about this thing.
But my bad is not the fact that they're releasing a donut Whopper. My bad is the fact that they're releasing this donut Whopper in Israel for Hanukkah. Why are they outsourcing American products?
Wait a minute. Why? So they're not going to
have
it here?
This is American made.
It is.
This is perfect for America.
No, you should outsource, like...
Kale.
Salads. Yes, exactly. Outsource kale. Outsource
all of it.
Salad. Outsource watercress tea sandwiches.
I don't even know what that is, but yes.
That too. Get rid of why?
Keep the donut Whopper where it belongs.
This is why Trump won. I'm convinced this is why Trump won.
So you think Burger King's doing this before he takes the oath?
Let's put it this way. I wouldn't be surprised if in a couple weeks we have a different story, Ron, and that's that Burger King is reversing themselves, and instead of sending that to Israel, they're shutting down all their Israeli franchises and sending all the food back here. That's probably exactly what's going to happen.
You know, I can only hope. I mean, they can keep the black bun burger overseas. I don't need that here.
I don't need that either.
But the donut Whopper, come on. You know?
Those are two great. I mean, next to bacon, those are the
and
two best words.
If you can add bacon to that.
If you had bacon, donut, and Whopper together, those are the three greatest things in life.
There might be a hole in the in the time continuum,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We might not hear
continuum.
We might not hear from producer Ron for a while.
No, you may not. You might need to go and delete my browser history. My dumb for the day, and you'll get behind this, is a professor. I'm not sure what the university was, but he was, you know, first day of class, got at the syllabus, no extra credit. Bold, no extra credit.
Okay.
So a student decided, you know, it's coming up to final time. He said, hey, listen, man, I am going to need a 93% on this test, on the final, in order to keep my A in the class.
So this is a good student.
This is a good student.
This is not a guy who needed a 93 to pass the class.
This isn't Bill or Ted needing to ace their final in order to just pass the class. The guy just needs, you know, he needs to get an A on the final to maintain his A in the class. And he writes a heartfelt email to the professor saying, listen, how about helping out the common man and giving that little extra credit?
The common man. Did he refer to himself?
No, he did it in some lyrical rhyme. I don't know.
Okay.
I wasn't really paying too much attention.
Did it work?
Yes.
What?
He bent over backwards. This professor is giving out, to me, is the equivalent of a participation trophy. Not only did he give the guy, the student who wrote the email, 20 extra credit points, he gave it to the entire class.
Oh, my God. So he completely folded.
He just caved.
Dude.
No, he caved, and he's, you know, setting a bad example. Now everyone's just going to start writing emails to their professor. Hey, can you give me a little extra credit? I've been a good student.
How about helping the common man?
The participation trophy has changed its
look. That is terrible. That's all. If you're going to make a bowl, if you're going to draw a line in the sand and say that I am not doing this under any circumstances, and then you, and all the kid has to do is send one freaking email, and you cave, not just to him. It'd be one thing if you said, yeah, okay, keep this a secret between me and you. I'm going to let you do it. He gives it to the entire class.
The entire class.
What a loser. This is what's wrong with America. Again, this is why Trump won. This is why Trump won, producer Ron. Tony D coming up next. See you tomorrow, folks.